Welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. Hope you're enjoying the first few episodes there. We're up to number 18, I believe, here. And with this episode, I'm going to cover dopamine agonists. Okay, so this class of medication is typically referred to as Parkinson's medication or an anti-Parkinson's type agent. And the two classic medications that I always see used in clinical practice is pramipexole, which the brand name for that is Mirapex, and ropinirole. Brand name is Requip. Now, again, dopamine agonist, so this is going to stimulate dopamine receptors in the central nervous system, and in giving that dopamine stimulation, that can help manage Parkinson's. So with that said, I've talked about the antipsychotics before and their role as being a dopamine antagonist. So if you remember these agents, the pramipexole and the ropinirole, these are going to be dopamine agonists. So the opposite of antipsychotic type medications as far as their mechanism of action goes. So hopefully that can allow you to remember that these medications can be used for Parkinson's. In clinical practice, however, most often I see these medications used for restless leg syndrome. So very important distinction to remember there. Memorable side effects from these medications: orthostasis can happen. Rarely I've seen edema happen or kind of swelling around the ankles. There's also some reported psych issues that can happen with these medications. So kind of unique obsessive compulsive type symptoms, maybe excessive gambling, excessive eating, things like that. Again, these are pretty rare that that's going to happen, but in a case scenario, maybe where you're asked a question on an exam or you're working with patients in real life, if you see these medications started and you notice a change in cognition, in behavioral issues, there is a rare potential that the Mirapex or Requip could contribute to that. As far as administration of these medications, one telltale sign, typically, not always, but one telltale sign to look at the medication and identify if patients are taking this for restless leg syndrome or if they're taking it for Parkinson's. Oftentimes, most patients struggle with restless leg syndrome at night. So if you see these medications just dosed at night, very, very likely, probably 90%+ of the time, that medication, the dopamine agonist, will be being used for restless leg syndrome. Now, if you see it all throughout the day, maybe dose 2-3 times a day, that's probably going to be for Parkinson's, but I have seen it used for patients who struggle with restless leg all throughout the day. So again, if you see it just at night, it's typically probably just going to be for restless leg. If you see it dosed all throughout the day, it could definitely be for Parkinson's or restless legs. One really important thing I want you to remember as far as restless leg and the medication management in using dopamine agonists is I always look at a ferritin level or try to assess if patients are potentially anemic or have any type of iron deficiency going on. Iron deficiency is one really important medical cause of restless leg syndrome. So before a medication like the dopamine agonist, the Mirapex and Requip are added, I definitely take a peek and make sure the patients are not deficient in iron, as that can be the cause. And we don't want to add on new medications when we can potentially resolve the restless leg syndrome in another manner. One other important point I want to make before finishing up here. With the restless leg syndrome medications, when these meds are being used, I really try to make sure that these medications are reassessed long term. This is an easy class of meds that can just kind of get added at one point for restless leg syndrome. So make sure that our patients actually benefit from this medication. If they're not seeing benefit from it, definitely need to get rid of that medication, because we're just adding more medications without providing any benefit. As far as drug interactions go with Requip and Murapex, the dopamine agonists, there really aren't a ton of really, really significant absolute contraindications or not very common contraindications. So I kind of think about it mechanistically. So drug interactions, so antipsychotics, these are dopamine blockers. I kind of mentioned that before. These have the potential to oppose the effects of a dopamine agonist and reduce the effectiveness of a dopamine agonist. So that's kind of an obvious one, but you know, keep in mind they can kind of fight against each other in the way they interact. I mentioned side effect profile, orthostasis happening, GI complaints happening, particularly with the orthostasis. Any medication that can lower blood pressure, there may be this cumulative type effect from the dopamine agonist. So if you've got a patient on multiple blood pressure medications, maybe they've had a history of low blood pressure in the past, just keep in mind that adding a dopamine agonist could drop that blood pressure further a little bit. So blood pressure meds like phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors, you know, like your Viagras of the world, also potentially Sinemet, which you may see these medications used with Sinemet in Parkinson's disorder. Those two also can kind of work together to substantially drop that blood pressure. So again, very important to monitor that. Obviously, in our elderly, fragile type patients, we're probably going to be a little bit more conservative with the starting doses. But a few things to keep in mind as far as drug interactions go. That sums up the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. RealLifePharmacology.com, a free 200, top 200 drug medication study guide I've got for you, where I really highlight very, very highly testable pearls that you can use. It's a 31-page PDF, so very, very big document, and I really tried to make important notes to help you prepare or study for your pharmacology exam, board exam, whatever you're looking to try to pass and ultimately accomplish. So thanks for listening. Again, reallifepharmacology.com. Check it out, and have a great rest of your day.